Hello, everybody, and welcome to the week ahead forecast for the week beginning Monday, February the 26th, right through February the 29th. We've got that extra day in February this year because it's a leap year, through to Monday, March the 4th. And it's quite a nice week ahead. We're under the waning moon. So we've just had the Virgo full moon. So the moon is going to start losing light. It's kind of in the shedding phase, but the energies are rather yummy, I think, for the week ahead. And I'm going to go through them all, of course, all the major conjunctions, but first I pulled some cards for the week. So we begin the week, and these are with the Tridivia tarot deck that I've been using for a while now on these videos, and there is a link in the description but with a discount code if you buy with my link, if you like the look at these tarot cards, because they're rather tuned in, I think. Well, or they are to me anyway. So Three of Wands begins the week. Okay, so this is really kind of fits with the energy of the week. It says it's time, because we're coming off this full moon as we start this new week. It's time to think big. You are ready for a life-changing adventure. You may be given an opportunity to travel far away or to venture to unknown places in your mind or physically, to discover more about yourself and learn many new things along the way. Optimism and joy are what you're feeling right now, and you have good reasons for that. You're free as a bird, and the world is at your feet. The affirmation is, I am ready to experience life to the fullest, and I open myself to new adventures. And that really fits with the start of the week, because very early on in the week, we actually have this very push energy of a Mars square Jupiter. So I'll be looking at that in the astrology. But then, right in the middle of the week, you could not make it up. I pulled this card, and this card is number nine, and you'll see why that's so important as we move forward. And this is the Hermit card. And this really fits the energy on Wednesday that I'll be talking about. But the Hermit, it says this is a great time to take a break from the outside world and look deep within yourself. Meditation, journaling, get away in nature, focusing on your hobby, whatever makes your soul happy. By detaching yourself from the everyday routine and the people around you, you can do the self-introspection needed to find the answers you're looking for. Everything you need is already within you. And this, the affirmation for the Hermit card, number nine, remember, you'll find out why that's significant when we look at the astrology, is sometimes being alone for a while is needed to connect to my inner guidance. So I would plan, if you can, for some of that time in the middle of the week. I'm going to give you the best times to do that. And we finish the week with the Four of Cups. Okay. And the cups are water cards, they're emotion. And this is saying, if you're considering making some changes in your life, you might feel hesitant to make a choice. Take time to meditate and let your inner feelings guide you. Focus on the positive aspects and trust that your intuition is leading you to the right path. Don't think too much, but don't make abrupt decisions either. Let the solution come to you peacefully and naturally. And that says the affirmation is, my intuition and my gut feelings are leading me to the right path. Now, then again, that's the Trivia deck. So that's, I'll leave those cards out to remind me to say, well, that's fits with the energies so much. But it is a nice week ahead. There's very few what I would call challenging aspects, and it's got more of a feeling of optimism, like I'm getting there, I'm really kind of shifting and changing. There might be a little bit more to tune into and learn, but anyway, you get the idea. So before I dive into this astrology and share the chart and go through the major aspects, remember all the lunar aspects will be in my daily Substack blog that you can find a link to subscribe to that below. That the daily blogs are free, optional paid support on Substack, and also paid subscribers receive the draft blogging of my book and occasional more personal blogs, but otherwise it's free. Okay, here we go. So I'm recording this on Saturday, the 24th of February. So we've got 2 days to go before the start of the week. I'd like you to remember that all times that I use are Eastern time. Timeanddate.com or World Time Buddy are great sites to convert to your local time. But remember, if it's happening at 12:01 a.m. here, and that's 5:01 a.m. for you, say in the UK, it's the same aspect. So you just have to convert to your time zone when I give you exact times for the aspects. But also, apart from one big thing I'm going to talk about, the aspects don't really, they're not on the minute. You feel them coming, feel them building. We also kind of feel kind of the after effects of an aspect. So they kind of, happen over a little while. So most of the major aspects. All right. So we begin on Monday early in the morning. The moon will be finishing up in Virgo and we'll move into Libra at 9:29 a.m. Eastern. So for some of you will wake up under the Virgo kind of get to the details kind of energy. But during the day, the moon is going to shift into relationship oriented, balance and harmony and justice oriented Libra. And on Monday, the only major aspect apart from the moon shifting signs is that Mercury over here in Pisces will sextile Ceres that nourishes and nurtures. And so that's actually a nice earth water sextile. That will have you thinking about what nourishes you, body and spirit. Okay, what nourishes you physically, but what also nourishes you spiritually. And that's a nice supportive aspect, but it's taking us into the bigger aspect of the week. So then I'm going to dive straight on to Tuesday. So Tuesday, the 27th, quite early in the morning, actually at 3:29 a.m. Eastern. So it will be on Tuesday for most of us. We actually have a very powerful square. Mars is going to square off to Jupiter. And Mars gets a bad rap in many ways, but combined with Jupiter and following the fact that Venus has squared off to Jupiter, this is kind of a real push to make things real, to make things manifest, to a push to build what you're building. It's got that optimistic drive and energy. It's in the sign, well, Jupiter's in the sign of Taurus, which is values, money, earthly connection to the senses and values. And then Mars is in Aquarius, the sign of hopes and wishes and future. So where are you moving? Where are you following on from that square from Venus to Jupiter that's saying, yes, we can build it? And that very much brings me to that three of wands. Yes, on top of the world, we can do this. We can start building. So that's the first major aspect of the day. So let's move on to Wednesday, which is really the biggest day. And it kind of starts a little bit earlier. So on Wednesday, the 28th, at 3:42 a.m. the Sun and Mercury will be conjunct. Mercury will catch up to the Sun. Mercury is actually behind the Sun from our perspective. This is the superior Kazemi. So that's the exact is at 3:42 a.m. 10:07 a.m., Mercury catches up to Saturn. Okay, so that's a conjunction there. And then slightly later in the day at 4:25 p.m., the Sun will conjunct Saturn. So the Mercury Sun conjunction at 3:42 a.m. on Wednesday, the 28th, is the Kazemi. And then Saturn is Kazemi, the Sun, exactly at 4:25 p.m. on the 28th. They're all at 9 degrees, so that's amazing too. But let me give you a few more times, and I'm going to put these in the description. They'll also, of course, I'll write them in my blog, Substack blog in the week. The Mercury Kazemi, using the general rule of 17 minutes apart, and I'm not going to move the chart, I'm just going to give you these times. The Mercury Kazemi begins at 7:37 p.m. Eastern on the 27th and lasts through till 11:39 a.m. on the 28th. And the Saturn Kazemi begins at 8:35 a.m. on the 28th Eastern and lasts till 11:43 p.m. on the 28th. But they've got that time where they're both Kazemi. 8:35 a.m., Saturn's Kazemi begins, and 8:39 a.m., Mercury's Kazemi ends. So, for just over 3 hours, 3 hours and 4 minutes to be precise, you've got this triple Kazemi early on Wednesday. Okay, so I'm actually kind of gonna take you a little bit in the middle of that. Let's go forward. Let's actually edit it to 8:35 a.m., shall we? That's 3, 8, 9, 10. Let's edit it to 10 a.m. Okay, I just want to kind of show you how it's all lining up. This is about in the middle of that section where all three are at the same degree. And just look at this conjunction. This is quite astounding. And I think this is worth reading a couple of things to you. So, first of all, it's all at 9 degrees. And nine is the number of universal love, eternity, faith, universal spiritual laws, the concepts of spiritual enlightenment and awakening and service to humanity and humanitarianism, all that kind of beautiful, amazing stuff. All right. But it's very much to do with the spiritual. And remember, I said that the Hermit card is number nine. So, particularly for that 3 hour period, remember it's from 8:35 a.m. Eastern. So, for some of you, it'll be very early in the morning and to 11:39 a.m. Eastern. I would carve out some time to do a shamanic journey, your walk in nature, and really do it in silence and really connect, because this is a double Kazemi. This is the Sun, Saturn, and Mercury all right in kind of the on the throne of royalty, with the Sun's beams lighting up Mercury and Saturn. You may get some real clarity during that point around perhaps your connection with spirituality now, your connection with source, your connection with spirit, and your limiting beliefs around that. But let me read you. Well, actually, first I'm going to read you the Sabian symbol for this degree. So we always go up, so it's 10, 10 Pisces. All right. Ah, so the symbol is an aviator in the clouds, or Rudyard says it's an aviator pursuing their journey, flying through ground obscuring clouds. So this is really up in the clouds. This is in the cloud of unknowing. And James Burgess says that this is about attaining the highest level of responsibility that you can manage. And there's another interpretation here that I really like as well, that this is about explorations into transcendental consciousness after breakthroughs of perception. This is a very powerful degree. And so I'm going to read you John Sandbach's Chandra symbols too, and his Omega symbol. So the Omega symbol is a group of people practicing levitation. He says this is an interacting and inspired degree. So if you've got a meditation group, that would also be awesome. And it's about passion as well. And he says, here is the knowledge that our belief system creates an environment that influences others. And that's when we liberate our beliefs from limitations. When we liberate our beliefs from limitations, it can stimulate the manifestation of creative powers in ourselves and others. What makes it more possible to rise above the heaviness of the physical realm is to connect with others with whom we can share mutual support in the process of growing lighter. Now, the Chandra symbol, I love this one. For this degree is an old witch on a windy promontory. She is calling to the sea. Pisces is such an oceanic energy, right? So many people tend to think the forces of nature are impersonal, but in fact, they are directly aware of each individual. They are a part of us and we of them, and only seem as strangers to us when we make ourselves strangers to ourselves by denying what is within. This degree is about communing with nature, not in a quiet, soft way, but directly, and we might almost say confrontatively. That's very Saturnian. This, if you think about it, Mercury is communing, communicating, and Saturn is very direct, very determined. So this is to calling you to sink into this hermit card and really speak to source and spirit, or the interconnectedness or collective unconscious, whatever it is. This is a very powerful moment and was worth spending some time on. But I've got to move on. Also on Wednesday, later in the afternoon, Venus will catch up to Carriclo. So let's actually get that aspect as well. It's got some pretty sweet conjunctions on February the 28th. So in the afternoon, while Saturn is still Kazemi the Sun, you can see that Mercury's moving on quite quickly. Venus meets Carriclo, the spinner of grace, heading. She's now leading the charge away from Mars after their conjunction at six Aquarius. And that is beautiful. Carriclo is saying, I'm holding space here for the rise of this divine feminine in for whatever you want to call it, and for the into the future. I really kind of think, even though I keep saying it doesn't always look that way, I kind of think the feminine is rising, and that's kind of why the pushback against it. And I don't mean just about women. I mean the energy of the feminine, nature, receptivity, acknowledging feelings, healing kind of energies. All of that energy is on the up. So last thing on the 28th at 10:08 p.m. Eastern, the moon leaves the sign of Libra and moves into Scorpio. So that's all I'm going to say about that. So on to the 29th, we've only got one major aspect, but you can see the moon is moving through Scorpio now. Venus moves on past Carriclough and actually trines the south node and sextiles the north node. Because remember, she's leading the charge. So this is at the first aspect to the nodes as we head into the eclipses, which has start at the end of March. We've got one lunar eclipse at the end of March, then a solar eclipse on April the 8th. And Venus is speaking to her home sign, South Node, Libra, which is saying just be a little less codependent, a little less reliant on what others think, and kind of lead that way and kind of be in your strength and power. Remembering Venus is still morning star, but she's going to start heading towards her next Kazemi, which we'll talk about more later. On to Friday. Friday, again, not huge day. There's no more really major aspects, but I'm just going to go through what we have. Friday, the sun, the Pisces sun will sextile Jupiter. That's going to be a nice supportive aspect as well. Very creative. There's some beautifully creative aspects this week. And then on the same day, Venus over here will sextile Chiron. And Chiron and the North Node have just had that really healing conjunction at the North Node, and they're still traveling together. And this really is about stepping into who you truly are and coming from that place of seeing with the eye of the heart and saying, this is me. And I'm going to lead the way, and I'm going to take a stand for me, but I'm going to do it in a very aligned and loving way. But I'm not going to just play nice for the sake of keeping the peace anymore. I am going to take a stand. So that's Venus. And of course, Venus again, still in the sign of Aquarius, the future. So Saturday, we're nearly done now because these are all the aspects. The biggest aspect on Saturday, you can see actually the moon moves into Sagittarius. That's nice for the weekend. The nice optimistic Sagittarius sun, sorry, moon. Moon enters Sagittarius at 6:55 a.m. Eastern on Saturday. So for most of us, it's in that sign for the whole weekend. But Mercury has come just off that Kazemi, right, is combust the sun again now. So they're a little bit burned out, him and he, Mercury and Saturn. But Mercury will quincunx the south node, an aspect of adjustment. So Venus is bringing the heart and saying, and the creativity and saying, this is what we want to create for the future. And Mercury quincunx the south node is saying we may have to do more adjustment of our perceptions and our thinking and how we talk to others, how we communicate what we want to others. And then the last day, we move into Sunday, March the 3rd. And Mars is following Venus, of course, and Mars is conjunct Carriclough. Now, Mars and Venus met at 6 degrees Aquarius a few days ago at the 6 degree Aquarius mark, which is opposing where Carriclough was discovered. She is holding space for us to weave a new story. And I had an aha about this Carriclough energy as I was walking one day, as I'm reading things about quantum science and particles and waves and all this kind of stuff. And I was like weaving. It's like warp and weft, warp and weft. All this coming together and turning into moving in opposite directions, but it all comes together to make the whole, right? So that's what Carriclough is doing. She's helping us to weave a new rug of life, if you like, a new magic carpet or a new picture. And so, here we have Venus and then Mars joining with her and aspecting the nodes at the same time, helping us to create the future we want. And that brings me back to That Four of Cups. Again, let me read that energy one more time, and then I will get this off to you for the week ahead so you can plan. But just know that it's a much nicer week ahead. All right. There's very few really challenging energies. So before I read the book, the description of the Four of Cups again, it's my intuition and my gut feelings are leading me to the right path. So there's a mix of action this week, but it's not kind of push action, apart from that early push in the week where you think, yes, I've got this, because Mars and Jupiter go, oh, we can do this. We also have that extra day, the leap year, which is always kind of interesting, makes it very different. And I'm going to give you a sneak peek of March's calendar image, because we are straddling that time. Oh, there's March. Oh, there we go. Oh, and look at this. This is the image I've got this week. That's very much what I was talking about with the numerology and the symbols for that big Cassini in the middle of the week. And that's Wednesday, we've got coming in. And that takes us into March. Yeah, that's all I'm going to say. So have a lovely week ahead. Kind of start the week with a push, but then do take the time to do a shamanic journey, do some meditation, commune, maybe even go and talk to the trees and the bushes. If you feel a bit weird doing it, make sure there's nobody around, but whatever, do it in your yard. It's just, we really are evolving at a huge rate now, and this is a nice week towards that. But that Kazemi or double Kazemi is just powerful and amazing. So I want you to make sure you enjoy it. Again, that time, the 3 hour, sorry, 3 hour window where all the Mercury and Saturn are both still Kazemi is from 8:35 a.m. Eastern to 11:39 a.m. Eastern. Timeanddate.com or World Time Buddy will adjust your times. And don't forget to subscribe, leave me a comment or a thumbs up, and I'll see you next week or if I do another video in the week. Bye.